passion that nothing on earth can feel. It's only you, Lord, that satisfy my heart. I have a passion that nothing on earth can feel. It's only you, Lord, that satisfy my heart. I've come, Lord, unto you. I'm helpless without you. I have a passion.
I have a passion that nothing can
feel. It's only you.
Father, we give you the praise and the honor for this afternoon, this morning. Thank you for how faithful you have been to us. Thank you for the privilege of your word to us today. Thank you because we cannot live here the same way we have come. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Welcome everyone here this morning to this service in the precious name of Jesus. Bringing you greetings from Adamawa State. The good people of Yola, of Mubi, of Michika, of Newman, and of all the various 21 local governments in that place. It was explosive, and we shall show you shortly our experience in Adamawa State. Definitely, Nigeria has been filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. And to Him alone be all the glory in Jesus' name. Psalm 8 and in verse 9. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. How excellent. Subject is the God of excellence. Part 3. Our objective is to understand the excellence dimension of God. And then to understand what it entails to walk with God unto excellence. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 29. This also cometh forth from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. We serve a God who does not understand the language of average. We serve the God who is a stranger to mediocrity. Excellent in working. We saw examples of the excellence of our God throughout Scripture. Psalm 68, verse 34. We'll read that further. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. We serve the God of excellence. From the first service, we saw the excellence of God with the creation of man. And then we moved on to see the excellence of God in the creation of the universe. And then we are seeing the excellence of God in this service in the creation of the animal kingdom. Excellence. When God created fishes, he created them with a gill system. Since he knows that they won't be walking like we are doing, they will live inside water. With that system, they filter oxygen out of the water. He created the zebra with the unique zebra lines. And just like the fingerprint of man, no two zebras have the same line pattern. No two. If there are millions or billions of zebra, no two have the same line pattern. No two. Like the leopard, unique patterns. To the point where you have the same spot, not just on the fur, but on the skin. What a God. I think it is the swallow. I've forgotten the name of the dog, the bird. That God wired a compass inside his brain. If you close his eyes and take it to my village, and you open his eyes there, he will fly back to where you took it from with precision and location. These are not things that happen at random. This is the work of a definite creator. Deliberately intended. It will fly back to where you took it from. The honeybee has a system that makes it to describe the location of nectar to the beehive. If she goes and finds sweet on the right side of her sokoro, when it flies to the beehive, it will do a dance. Each move is a calculation. Fly for 100 meters, turn 2 meters, move 5 meters, you will find the nectar. They call it the waggle dance. The waggle dance. It will dance you by its dance. You are able to locate where what you are looking for is. That is the God that you and I serve. He is not a God who is confused. He's not a God who acts by accident. He's not a God who is not sure of what he wants to do. And I believe that that God is going to do something unusual in your life this morning. Can I hear amen like a believer? Can I hear a louder believer say amen? Lift your right and say, do it for me, Lord. Do it for me, Lord. He got that intelligence and wired the intelligence into the animal kingdom. That is the God we serve. And if you look through scripture, everyone who walked with God and walked closely with God walked in excellence. In the first service, we saw Joseph and Job. In the second service, we saw Esther and David. In this third service, we shall see Solomon In 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 4, all the way to verse 5. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, the sitting of his servants, the attendance of his ministers, their apparel, the cupbearers, the excellence and the accent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. She fainted. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom or of thy excellence. How be it I believed not the words until I came and my eyes have seen it. And behold, the half of it was not told to me. Thy wisdom, that's excellence, and prosperity exceeds the fame which I heard. Move down to verse 23. By this excellence, all the kings of the earth sought Solomon. And Solomon exceeded. 1 Kings 10, 23, 24. Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. When the king, the queen of Sheba, saw the excellence of Solomon, she fainted. I will tell you later that excellence is the answer to prejudice. People don't know whether you are a man or a woman if you did it well. They don't care whether you are from this tribe or that tribe if you did it well. It's the answer to prejudice. And then excellence is a commander of audience. People will troop in the direction of excellence. I heard your fame, but what I am seeing beats what I have heard. The commander of audience makes you effortlessly to command audience. That was Solomon. What about David? Daniel. In Daniel chapter 1 and in verse 20, in all the matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians. That is Daniel and his companions, all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. And then we saw Daniel in Daniel chapter 6 verse 1 to 5. When the king of Babylon, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. And then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. Excellence brings preference. You become preferred where you excel. Where things are done normally, excellence equals preference. And here was Daniel that was connected to the God of heaven, walking in the realm of excellence that caused him to exist in the realm of preference. Hallelujah. How do we walk with God unto excellence? That is where the main message is. One, make the decision to be everything God created you and wired you to be. Make the decision to be everything. To be everything. There is a song we sang the other day, Lord help me not to overstep my bounds and not to underplay my role. Everything. Has God wired you to be an aircraft flying in the air. Don't finish your life as a taxi on the ground. Has God wired you to be an eagle in the sky? Don't end your life as chicken in the kitchen. Chicken in the kitchen. Am I communicating? For many of us, we are wired far heavier than whatever we have expressed. Paul the Apostle said, I have kept back nothing. I pushed it all out. Make the decision. Number two, realize that it is a part of your Christian duty to excel in all that you do. You are duty bound to stand out. You owe God the duty to be the best at everything you do. Your identity with divinity implicated you for quality. Your identity with divinity implicated you for quality. It excuses you from mediocrity. It's like a soldier that cannot march. What a disaster. That is an insult to soldierhood. A medical doctor that cannot give an ordinary injection is afraid. A lawyer that cannot quote a part of constitution accurately. I'm breaking the English while talking. Meanwhile, language is meant to be their realm. That is what it means to say that you are connected to the one who created heaven with excellence and you have mediocrity. It is calamity for humanity to have identity with divinity in mediocrity. Absolutely calamitous. You heard what I said? It is calamity for humanity to have identity with divinity in mediocrity. If you are duty bound, in our place they say child of elephant cannot suffer convulsion. His body is too big to convulse. If the God who is the excellence master, quality master, is your maker, you are insulting his name when you behave shabby. If they gave you a job and you didn't do it well, don't call yourself the child of the excellent God so that you don't insult him. Number three, we said we must realize that excellence is a department of godliness. Godliness means godlikeness, like God. Godliness is a department of righteousness. Why did I say so? Proverbs chapter 12, verse 26. He said, the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor. Is more excellent than. What makes the righteous more excellent than his neighbor? What is the difference between the righteous and his neighbor? Not that he carries a Bible. Not that he goes to church. What makes the righteous different from his neighbor is that he does things better than his neighbor. He is sharper than his neighbor. He shines more than his neighbor. No wonder the Christian world produced over 90% of the inventions in this world because of the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of excellence. Number four, we said, realize that excellence requires discipline and diligence. To live well, to do it well, a person must be disciplined. A person must be diligent. Diligence is the doorway to excellence. We'll look at that sometime to come. But now we're going to number 5 and 6, which we'll deal with in this service. 5, submit to the Spirit of excellence for assistance unto excellence. The Spirit of excellence for assistance unto excellence. Daniel chapter 5 verse 15. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee that thou can make interpretations and dissolve doubts. Alright. Can you check back verse 14? I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods, they don't know what spirit was in Daniel, so they call it the gods. The spirit of God is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. Daniel chapter 6 verse 3, we also saw that Daniel had the spirit of excellence. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes because an excellent spirit was found in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Excellent spirit. The spirit of God is the spirit of excellence. When you walk with the spirit of God, you must walk in excellence. Many of us function in mediocrity because we are living in disobedience. We are not doing what the Spirit of God wants us to do. Many, many times the Spirit of God will minister to you, take that paper from the floor there. Don't do your work like this. But we ignore the voice of the Spirit, so we function in mediocrity. If you will be able to pray aggressively in the spirit and walk with the spirit, excellence is inevitable. You look at this sanctuary here, all the way down. You see the roof trusses up there. I said to you some time ago, there are over 21,000 to 22,000 pieces of metal. Not 200, not 2,100. 21 to 22,000 pieces of metal joined end to end manually to produce this roof. If you look around and you look at the beams and look at all the things. When it was time for this structure to be designed, I called our architectural team in church and I said, submit to me building plans. I described, gave them brief. This is what we're looking at. And they brought about 6 building plans and I looked at the one of them and at this one and I said, this is the one. This is the one that it is. When the construction started, I said, we're going to have a roof with this span that is not going to have a pillar in the middle. And they say, is that possible? Yes. Design it to be possible. All right, what about the trusses right there? Yes, those trusses are also, the galleries are also not going to be held on. We don't want any pillar inside the sanctuary. Is that possible? Yes. While I prayed, God told me, he said, do you remember what he said? Spare no cost. Give it everything it takes. He made me to understand that if it is for the King of Kings, good enough is not enough. You know, there is a language that says this is good enough. That is, this can be managed. This is manageable. It's not enough. If it is for the Most High, it must be the best test. So many times the Holy Spirit will tell you things, but your mind will tell you, manage this one. This is manageable. Manageable is not enough with God. Someone say a louder amen. That was how Jehovah created the universe with excellence. That was how he created and manufactured heaven with excellence. And today, we have an anointing of the Spirit of Excellence. And I prophesy to somebody here, that Spirit of Excellence is coming upon you. And something is changing in your life. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Say the loudest amen. Number 6 is like unto the last number. Determined to follow God's pattern and standard for all things. There is a pattern God has. That is a way God likes to do things. Standard. Caused the people to sit down, and they made the people sit down in companies of 50s. Before he could multiply the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And there were set water pots. In John chapter 2 verse 6. In the wedding in Cana of Galilee. There were set water pots. 6 water pots were set. After the manner of the purifying of the Jews. That was where the water was poured. God is a God of patterns. He's a God of procedures. He's a God of details. In Exodus chapter 25 and in verse 9, he told Moses, he said, according to all that I showed you, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of the instruments thereof, even so you shall make it. So he gave patterns, he gave details, he gave descriptions to Moses, even for the tabernacle. In verse 30 of the same verse, the same chapter of Exodus, chapter 25, and in verse 40, he said, and look that you make everything after their pattern, which was shown you in the mount. Make everything after the pattern. Numbers chapter 8 and in verse 4, is still dealing and talking about patterns. And the Lord, Numbers 8, 4, and this work of the candlestick was of beaten gold, unto the shaft thereof, unto the flowers thereof, was beaten work, according unto the pattern which the Lord has showed Moses. So he made the candlesticks. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? The temple of Solomon, the temple that Solomon built, Moses received, David received the pattern from God. 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 11 and 12. David received the pattern from God before handing it over to Solomon. 1 Chronicles 28, 11 and 12. You couldn't find that. Then David gave to Solomon, his son, the pattern of the porch and of the houses thereof, and of the treasuries thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner palace thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, and of all the chambers round about, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things. He gave this pattern to Solomon for construction. Am I communicating? Attention to details is the major crux of excellence. Details. When if you are to excel on the behalf of God, You pay attention to details. Because major differences are made in little details. In life generally, major differences are made in the place of little details. Hallelujah. Patterns. Father, this business I am running, what is your standard for it? What kind of business should this be? What kind of pattern should this be? Father, what standard should my family be? What standard should this ministry be? What pattern should this be? What is the standard, the quality of things that should work here? If we follow his pattern, we access his glory. Don't forget that. When we follow his pattern, for as long as Moses finished the building of the temple, the tabernacle, according to the pattern, the glory of the Lord fell upon that building. Many of us, we have not seen the glory of God because we have not followed the pattern of God. If there is anything I want you to remember out of here this morning, it's the fact that quality is a major proof of godliness. And I said in the second service, excellence is a department of worship. He said, let your light shine. Shine so that people will glorify your Father in heaven. Excellence is a department of your worship, a department of your honor, your glory to God. Don't be the shabby doctor that is bringing the name of God insult. Where is it? The only thing he knows is church, 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 church. If they say you should do work, he can't do anything. Don't be the lawyer. Don't be the civil servant that is bringing God reproach in your office. Your excellence is a department of your worship. The production of quality is a department of your honor to God. You glorify God with excellence far more than with ordinary existence. Who is the most outstanding lawyer in this town? Oh, he's a born-again Christian. Who is the most outstanding doctor in this city? Oh, he's a born-again Christian. Who is the most outstanding general here? Oh, he's a born-again Christian. Who is the most outstanding accountant in this place? Who is the most everywhere in this school? Is the child of God. That brings God honor. The way you stand up when they say the best graduating student in this school is so and so, and your child is going up, and you stand and your friends are shaking hands with you. That is how God feels. When you honor him in your generation with excellence. Hear me. If we bring the name of God insult, it may jeopardize our quality of life on earth. And if other factors are combined with that, it might jeopardize our place with him in eternity. But I believe that that will not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy upon somebody here a fresh mantle of excellence. The fresh oil of excellence. A fresh grace for excellence is coming upon you. And if you are that one, you will shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and thank the Lord for what you just received this morning. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word to me. Thank you for your word.
Draw me, Lord. I'll come running after you. Draw me and draw me, Lord. Oh Lord, I'll come running after you.
Take your seat 1 minute. Before we pray, just briefly, we came in from Yola, Adamawa State, Healing and Deliverance Crusade, mighty explosion in God's presence, crowds of people, strange and drastic miracles, good quality reception, dancers, singers were all at the airport to receive us. He sang a Hausa song for us at the airport. Oh, yo, yo. Oh, yo, yo. Do you remember the song, Dr. Miss Anenche? Something, 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 something. Oh, yo, yo. Oh, yo, yo. And it was in Hausa language. If I remember it, I'll sing it for you. The governor was represented by his deputy governor of the crusade, the chief judge of the state, the head of service, among other dignitaries, commissioners from other states, from Taraba state, their commissioners, judges also came all the way, and we had a most explosive time. Can you give us a clip of the Taraba crusade? Adamawa crusade.
For this number of years, an old man will always molest her in the dream. When she wakes up in the morning, she'll be uncoordinated for all these 16 years until tonight. Her sister told me she told her that that old man left her just tonight.
I knew everything right from the start. She was very abnormal.
Oh my God.
Yes, sir. It's a very great miracle.
For 15 years now, her right leg was shorter than the left leg. When that prophetic word was released, the water washed the leg grow.
I was smarter than the leg grow.
You watched the leg grow. Here tonight, until it became equal. Are you just looking?
Yes, you see that. Yes, you see that. Yes, you see that.
She watched the daughter's leg grow out. I decree the release of the anointing on 21 local governments in Adamawa State. We decree that the whole of the land shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the seas, I pour this fire on this ground. Liquid fire in Adamawa State. Liquid fire in 21 local governments. What a mighty God. One of the bishops was very amazed at the turnout of the crowd. He told me how they held meetings there in that place before. But he was so shocked at this kind of turnout. Only God could have done that. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. The same God who made the deaf to see, hear, the blind to see, the lame to walk, mad people healed, crippled leg restored back to the other. The same God is changing your story now. Go ahead and begin to receive your own testimony. Receive your own testimony. Receive your own testimony. Receive your own testimony. Open your mouth and begin to receive. Receive your own testimony. Receive it. Receive it. Tell God what you are receiving. You are great.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
There is no one else like you.
The miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one like you.
Lift your hands high everywhere you are. Please, if you can, you be upstanding. Father, I receive my portion of miracle. I know you have something in store for me from this meeting. What you did for them, do with me. You may not be crippled physically, but maybe your destiny is crippled. Maybe your finances are crippled. Maybe your spiritual life is crippled. Something around you is tied down, and you want God to lose it. Lift your hands high. Father, I ask that your power will flow through everyone here today. Let every crippling situation be arrested. And let life, that's right. God is releasing somebody from the pressure of depression, the pressure of anxiety, of near success syndrome, the depression of delay. Lord, when will it be? He says to let you know, even though he tarries, wait for it. He that shall come will come. What he does for one is prophecy for another. He's almighty. His might is without measure. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands high. Father, change someone's life. Change someone's story. Change someone's situation. Change someone's story. Change someone's destiny. Let this be an impact that will release someone to their destiny. Somebody is coming out of a cage right now. Coming out of a prison right now. Coming out of a hole right now. Coming out of a premature grave right now. You will not die before your time. In the name of Jesus, a systems challenge is being handled. A gastrointestinal problem is being handled right now. Somebody's liver is being healed right now. High blood pressure is checking out right now. Diabetes is going right now. A prostate problem is being healed right now. Right ankle being healed. Spirit husband and spiritual molestation being terminated right now. Masquerade demon, spirit of madness. Being handled right now. Lift your hands high. And at the count of three, you place the hands on your head and scream, I receive. You are receiving your own portion of miracle. Your own visitation. As God visited the people in Adamawa State. Receive your visitation now. In the name of Jesus, one. Louder, one. Louder, one. Two. And three. I receive. My eyes are upon you. Lord, all my hope is in you. My eyes are upon you. Lord, all my hope is in you. I cannot fear what the future holds, for you hold the future in your hands. I cannot hear what my future holds, for you hold the future in your hands. My eyes are upon you, Lord, Allah, my hope. He's in you. My eyes are upon you. Lord, all of my hope is in you. I cannot say what the future holds, for you hold the future in your hand. Something is happening to you right now. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands higher. I decree today, the devil has delayed you, and the delay is tied your life. You are now untied.
My eyes are upon you. Lord, all of my hope is in you. My eyes are upon you. Lord, all of my hope is in you. I cannot hear.
The power of the serpent is being arrested. Serpentine spirit, serpentine torment is being arrested right now. I take authority over every spirit of the serpent. Your tenure in this life expires. You are living this life alone right now. You tormenting serpentine spirit, at the count of three, you must go. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, somebody shout, go.
Safety, safety, safety. Safety. Fear gone. Shh. Are untied. Shh.
I take authority over every altars, limiting altars, frustrating altars. Your tenure expires. I cannot be what my future holds,
but you hold a future
in your hand.
I cannot be what the future holds, but you hold a future in your hand.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Very, very quickly, you received the touch of God just now. Somebody's ankle was healed. Somebody hit his hip. You received the touch of God just now. In the midst of this service, an encounter, a healing, a deliverance of an ulcer, something. Quickly rush to the front here. Let's hear what God did for you. Quickly. That you're not coming out for prayer, but you're coming out because God did something for you.
Oh Lord. We magnify your name.
Oh, come over here.
Oh, Lord. We magnify. Oh, Lord. We magnify
your name.
Oh, Lord. We magnify your name.
For the things that you have done. The battles you have won. Only you alone deserve my praise. We magnify your name. What happened to you? And what happened to you here today? What happened today? What happened to you in the service now? A spirit left you. What happened to you in the service?
I've married for 8 years now. Whenever I am pregnant, I would dream of a serpent collecting it.
Serpent collecting the pregnancy.
Yes, we decided to go for IVF to see this last time, and I had the same dream. The next day I woke up.
And what happened to you today?
And now I
dragging. You saw me dragging you. You saw me dragging you from where?
Out of the belly of a serpent.
She saw me dragging her out of the belly of a serpent. For 8 years, every time she gets pregnant, a serpent will come and collect the child. IVF cannot solve that type. Nothing could have solved that type. But just now, she saw me dragging her out of the belly of a serpent. I am here by the prophetic and an apostolic mantle here to decree and to announce to you, any belly where the devil has kept you, you are out. You are out. You are out. Somebody shout, I am coming out. I am coming out. And so go forth and bring forth your children. As you are out of the belly of the serpent, go and bring forth your children. Double for all your troubles. Yes. Go ahead.
So while ministering in the congregation, you located our brother Henry. And then just one word. Untie. 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 He said, between January and February, they went to bury their father in the village. And when they returned, nothing working, everything tied down, their finances, and then that word located.
Everyone whose finances and family and destiny and anything has been tied, today, this, you are untied. Untied. Under the next 7 days, you shall testify that what the devil has tied has been untied. Somebody give him a 60-second shout of victory.
Sir,
amen.
Our sister Rosemary, while you are passing on the other aisle, you saw her, just went straight, safety, safety, fear gone, safety. Now ask her, what does that mean to you? She said for 1 year she has not had a spell of death, and she found out she had fibroid. It has not been operated, but anytime her mind goes there, she fears she will die.
Oh my God, lift up your hands. She's afraid. Come lay hands there and destroy that devil. Fear of death gone. Safety. In the name of Jesus. It is over. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Completely roasted in Jesus' name.
Brother Joseph Daniel, you also picked him out and you took authority over every frustrating and limiting altar. He said 3 days ago in the dream of the night, he saw you appeared with him in his father's compound and pointed to an altar and told him this was the altar, or this is the altar responsible for stagnation in your life. And you took a bottle of oil and poured upon that altar. Now today, while ministering the service, you pulled him out and took authority
over the same altar.
The same altar.
It happened in the dream 3 days ago, and it's happening now physically. Lift up your hands. Anything in your father's house that is fighting your destiny, any shrine in a witchcraft world, in an occult realm that is fighting your life and your destiny and your children, fire of the Holy Ghost, you are set free. Free from that limiting altar. In Jesus' name.
Brother Emmanuel, the word that came for him was that the devil had delayed him and that he's been untied. He said in 2019, he saw the servant of God who came around where he was in a dream, and he was tied in one position.
Wow.
And he just passed. And since then, it has been delay upon delay. Delay to enter secondary school, delay to get into university, delay to get job. And today, he has been untied.
You know what happened? When I was passing, he was praying. And the Lord made me to hear what he was praying. I'm not sure whether it was hearing from his spirit or the tongue he was speaking. And I'm hearing it in English. Satan, stop delaying me. Stop delaying me. Everyone here today whose life is being delayed by any devil, by any power of hell, by any power of witchcraft, over. The delay is over. The delay is over. The delay is over. And you are untied. 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 He saw himself tied in the dream 2 years ago. And now the Lord is opening and telling him, you are untied. You are untied. What was not working is going to work right now. The delay is over. Everyone who is expecting a breakthrough that has been delayed, I announce within 24 hours, your testimony shall arrive. Under another 72 hours, somebody's testimony. Another 1 week, somebody's testimony. You are the one, shout the Lord and say amen. Give the Lord the praise, take your seat. If I take 2 or 3 more, I think we should be running because of time.
Brother Richard had had this chronic ulcer for 9 years. He said he came into service with severe pain. Now the pain is gone.
It's incredible. Brother, step here, lift up your hands. It is over forever. Power of the Holy Ghost. Complete freedom and complete liberty.
Mr. Emeka said 16 years ago he had an accident that fractured the ankle on the right leg.
The same right ankle I mentioned.
Yes.
I've not been in pain for the past 16 years.
Oh, wow. And what happened now?
Right then, it was healed. But the pain, remember, now the pain is totally gone.
It's totally gone. 16 years of affliction. Anything that has followed you all these years, they expire today. Fire of the Holy Ghost. They expire today. So, in Jesus' name.
Fracture issue also in 2015. Why? Separating two persons that were quarreling. He had fracture in his left leg. Yes. And metal implant was inserted. That
metal implant? How many years ago? 6 years ago.
The following year, the metal disc was removed. But the doctor recommended that he's going to do hip surgery and knee surgery. But he came dragged himself into service today. While the declaration was going on, he received suddenly a hot sensation came on.
Hot sensation.
And now he said that the pain has drastically reduced.
Do the things that were difficult for you before. Pain is gone. Kneel on it. Pain is gone. Stand on it. Stand for me. Move it. No pain. Somebody, you know, Dr. Robert Slayden sent me a message about 3 days ago. How he's doing very fine and his invitations, and he said, and just to let you know that my back remains healed. Hallelujah. My back. He came all the way from America to preach here, and God healed his back. Spinal surgery, he did. This pain that is gone will never return back in Jesus' name.
Sister Abigail said exactly last night she had an encounter where you took her to her father's house and you delivered her out from the serpentine spirit. Said she was the only one seeing that. So while the ministration was going on and you mentioned serpentine altars, she felt the power of God come upon her and she felt a deliverance.
Congratulations, step in here. Serpentine altars are altars of divination, altars of premature death, anti-marital altars. Today, power be released upon you and you are free. Find out from her what happened. Yes, yes, some here. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Please be seated.
Sir, Brother Augustine, 3 days ago, saw a demon in a dream who pointed a gun at him. And he woke up with severe pain all over his body to the extent that he couldn't lift his two hands up. He couldn't lift them. Severe pains. He became afraid to go back to sleep again. But as the word went forth right now, he said something left him and he could lift the two hands and the pain had returned back to hell.
Somebody say back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Back to sender, back to... Back to sender. 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 Give the Lord a shout of praise. What happened?
Sir, for over 1 week, she said this baby has been sick, not responding to treatment. But at the shout of receive, the boy tried to throw up and then something came out of his mouth, like a stone-like object just came out of the boy.
And he's normal.
And he's normal.
This is more like a cartridge of a bullet or a cartridge or something. And he's just free right now.
Just free right now.
Father, thank you for freeing this child from this demonic, satanic or whatever implant this is. Every stranger in your body today, yes, this came out of him here right now. Give the Lord the praise.
Sir, this brother came all the way from Cameroon yesterday. He said while in Cameroon, he had an abdominal condition and you came in an encounter, operated on him. He became fine. He had a leg condition. You prayed for him. And in that encounter, you told him, if you have any other challenge, come and meet me in Abuja. So he developed this pain in the head as if like a spirit of insanity. Couldn't think. He came here yesterday as a result of that pain, but today, at the shout of receive, something left his head.
That's right.
And then he's
all the way from Cameroon. And you are here right in this auditorium, this sanctuary. I prophesy whatever the enemy has planted in you is eliminated. And every one of you, your testimonies are permanent. Yes, what happened?
Sir,
one moment.
This is our sister Rosemary. She came from a family where nobody goes. Victoria Samson. She came from a family where nobody goes to church. She said for some years now she has felt this emotional burden. And while that happened, she had to force herself to enter this sanctuary June this year. She said, as you were declaring right now, her eyes opened for the first time. She saw angels came and removed the black garment from her, gave her another white one and a crown. And you, as while that was on, she heard you talking about serpents. And she saw streams of serpents walking around.
Streams, not streams.
It's like they're still going out.
Step here, step over here. Hola, hola, hola. Oh, wow. Lift your hands. Just whisper to me now. A family, I won't mention the kind of place they came from. It's, they don't go to church. The church is not part of the agenda. It's not church. No church at all. No church at all. Something else. Something else. There's some of the Eastern worship things, but not church at all. And the streams of serpents are still going. Fire! All the fire! All the Holy Ghost! 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 All you serpentine devils of that sect, your tenure expires in this body. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Fire! Fire of the Holy Ghost. 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 Everyone whose family is tied down by an altar of false religion, altar of the Antichrist, altar of demonic powers and demonic spirits, today these altars are set on fire. They are set on fire. They are set on fire. In the name of Jesus. 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 Say after me, say, every Antichrist altar in my family, you are set on fire.
So our sister has been a victim of masquerade spirit torment for 3 years now. And she said, after the prayer, that masquerade turned around and started to run for her.
The masquerade turned and started running. It is over. Lift up your hands, those of you in the front here. Sing that Ola 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 again. Ola, ola, ola. All of you in the front, your testimonies are permanent. Ola, ola, ola. Dance your way back to your seat.
Fire, Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Lift up your right hand and give the Lord the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Everyone here today, you saw the testimonies from Jalingo. You saw the encounters here. You saw the change that God brought into the lives of so many people. And you are here saying, Pastor, I want to be saved. I want to have my sins forgiven. I want to be closer to God. Stand up on your feet quickly and rush to the front. And let us pray for you. Pick up your Bibles. Pick up your bags. I'll give you the count of seven. Like that lady whose family never went to church. You are here today. Quickly rush forward. One.
Every step the right day.
Two.
The moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody see. I give you my soul. Keep coming. Three.
I live for you alone.
I live for you alone. Every moment I'm away. Everybody see
for your
soul. I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you alone.
Every moment,
every moment I'm away.
Lord, please have your way.
As they continue to come, you are tied down by an addiction, tied down by a lifestyle, drinking, smoking, womanizing, life of prostitution and men, pornography, and everything that is unclean, whatever will defy and destroy you, you want God to free you from them. Quickly come forward. I'm tired of smoking, tired of drinking, tired of lying, tired of cheating. I want help from God. Quickly stand up on your feet. One. Two.
Lord, I give you
my heart.
I give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
Oh Lord, I live for you alone.
I live for you alone. Every moment I'm away.
Lord,
have your
way.
Have your way in me. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you right here, and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.